Christ our King, the King of the universe. And the following after that, we'll have the beginning of the new liturgical year in our church. It begins with Advent. And what a beautiful way to crown this end of the year, of the liturgical year, with the recognition of Jesus as the King, as our own King, the only King that we have. But today in the Gospel of Mark, he tells us quite a terrifying scene, if you will, but giving us the description of the end of times. And let me clarify that, not Mark, but Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and so on and so on. It is, again, a terrifying image that we get. But in 2000, some people said that it was going to be the end of the world. And then in 2012, we're already, almost 2022. So who knows? I think most people are more concerned about the when. Jesus gives us this description that, again, is very frightening and terrifying. But we want to know when. At the end, it says that no one knows the end, nor the Son, but only the Father. The Son knows the end, but not in his humanity. In his divinity, he knows. Because sometimes that causes controversy, but we cannot say that Jesus Christ does not know the end of the world, because then he is not God. He is God, therefore he knows. But in his in his humanity, he is like you and me. He can feel the pain. He can he needs food to exist. In that way, he does not know the end in his humanity. But in his divinity, he knows the end. This is why the gospel says, nor the Son, meaning the Son of Man, but the Son of God in his divinity, he does know the end. But it is not about calculation, but preparation. God in his wisdom knows why we do not need to know the end. We don't need to know everything. That's why we're not God. Because I don't know about you, but if I know that the end of the world is in 2 weeks, I will die before those 2 weeks in fear. So God knows why, because God doesn't want us to focus on that. It is not about calculation, it is about preparation. That we may continue to prepare ourselves so whenever that end comes, we are ready to say to God, here I am, Lord, I have done your will on earth. It's not about the end of times. It is about being prepared, surrendering ourselves to Jesus, striving to do his will. The end of time. It is not about the end of time, but it is the time to end so many things that we need to do in order to be prepared. It is about to end sin. And we do that. We get rid of sin when we go to confession. It is about time to, it says, and the stars will be falling from the sky. It is about time to take down all those stars in our lives that does not bring us closer to Christ. All those stars that we think that brings us light, but on the contrary, they bring us darkness by taking us away from God. Those things on social media, those friendships, whatever it may be, it is about time to end that. Those things that do not allow us to be with God. That is what we need to end. Whatever is taking us away from the love of Christ, whatever is taking us away from serving God, from doing his will. So my dear friends in Christ, as we approach this holy banquet, as we continue to pray for one another, we ask for the grace so that we may continue to allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit so that we may do God's will. May our Blessed Mother help us to continue to be prepared, to allow ourselves to be prepared, so whenever God calls us, that we may be able to tell Him, "Here I am, Lord. I'm ready for your judgment because I was willing to do whatever you asked of me." May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe in one God, maker of heaven and earth.